It may not be known by everybody, but Norwich once had a wonderful indoor skating rink purely for roller skating. It was situated off St Giles Street, but today the building can be approached a lot easier from Bethel Street. Somebody had this wonderful idea of building this incredible hall purely for roller skating. It was the idea of a local solicitor called Warner Wright, and in 1876, on the piece of land he'd acquired, he established a building that cost £9,000 to £10,000, which included all the fittings, skates, shelving, seating, etc. The principal rink in the middle of the hall measured 103 by 55 feet. The main entrance was from St Giles Street in those days, a little alleyway opposite the hotel we know as St Giles Hotel, along a passageway which had been laid with specialised paving, flowers and statues, a grand entrance. By all accounts, the building itself was equally grand. Outside, there was an open-air rink, a mere 80 by 40 feet to be covered over with an awning in hot weather, but it could be flooded with water for cooling if the summer got too hot. The grand opening was to be on Tuesday, September the 19th, 1876, at what would seem a rather unsociable hour of 8 p.m. However, some 1,000 ladies and gentlemen were invited, and they were entertained by the band of the Royal Dragoons. There was also music provided by an automatic organ and a LaCap automatic piano. It was intended that sessions would run each day from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. and in the afternoons from 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. and in the evenings from 7:30 p.m. to 10 p.m. Admission was 1 shilling, 5p today. It built up to quite an attendance, and on some days it was anticipated that some 400 people would visit. The general manager was not slow in boosting skating numbers by engaging various acts to encourage people to be entertained while they had a rest. There would be trick cyclists, jugglers, and even performing dogs. Unfortunately, cracks had started to appear in the attraction. During the autumn of that year, the rink had got into a bad state of repair, and it was not uncommon when it rained for someone to have to open an umbrella inside the building. In fact, the water began to pour in torrents in some places. They tried desperately to revive its fortunes. In 1878, they had somebody called Turco the Terrible to entertain skating and performing. They tried to get it going again on April the 8th, but without success. At this time, things were looking bad and the hall got sold to Mr. G. A. Stevens and a Mr. J. Stanley for £3,400. Thousands of pounds less than it had cost to put up in the first place. In 1880, skating ceased and the building was used as a place of entertainment for music halls and the like. It later, in 1880, was expensively fitted out as a store for the sale of American meat and other tinned food, but this failed to take off as well. In the years between 1882 and 1892, the Salvation Army operated from that building, absolutely perfect for them with their band and their army of members. This ran until 1892, and in 1898 the building was bought by Lacey and Lincoln, who were the builders' merchants, and this continued right through until the 1990s. This unique form of skating rink still retains much of its Victorian splendour. And although the Victorians, quite conservative in their way, initially graced the floor with enthusiasm, the skating craze failed to really catch on. And since then, it has had a very chequered career. And today, anyone can visit the premises, as it is run by the South Asia Collection, who I'm sure will be pleased to greet you. No skates allowed.